Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Nexus. This is episode 10. We're finally in double digits of The Nexus.
That's good.
It only took 7 months.
Give or take. Yeah,
but we're getting in your groove. We have back-to-back weekly episodes this time around, which is awesome. As always, if you are interested in hearing previous episodes, you can check them out at nexuspodcast.com, available on all major platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, etc.,
Google.
All that good stuff. Google Podcasts.
Gotta give some Android love.
Yeah, gotta do the Android love. So yeah, week in gaming. It's been kind of busy for us, I feel like.
What week is it? What day is it, Jamie?
It is January 27th, 2020.
Yeah. Since we're in the double digits, you gotta keep track of
this. Yeah, we gotta keep track of this. Just so you know, if you're listening at a later date, you know when this was recorded.
Exactly.
So,
beginning of the year.
If I say something dumb, it just means that I wasn't aware of it. At the time.
I was going to say something else, but that's okay. We'll go with that one.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Really quickly, though. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
Oh.
Sad about that. That actually happened only about half an hour from where I live.
Oh, yeah.
Which is odd. It's kind of weird.
We're outside of LA. All the nice stuff is outside of LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a shock.
Sad for his family. Sports. And the family of the other people that were on the helicopter with them.
It was upsetting. There was like a mother, father, daughter, and then a mother and a daughter. And it's upsetting.
Yeah.
Accidents happen.
I don't know. I'm most sad, I think, about his daughter. Just because she looked like she was going to be
a really
good basketball player.
And
it would have been cool to see her, how she succeeded in the WNBA and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big impact. I mean, even it's hitting video games quite a bit, too. Just because Kobe kind of had that all-encompassing celebrity impact around everything.
Well, even my students would, yell Kobe and, throw stuff. And I'm just like, do you even know who that is?
Keep doing that, folks, though.
Yeah.
Keep it alive.
Yeah.
Week in gaming.
Video games.
Video games. There's no easy way to transition out of that.
No, you started with that. You didn't tell me.
I know.
I
wasn't sure if I was going to or not.
Yeah.
Anyways, I've kind of got back into my traditional three I've been playing lately. WoW, Overwatch, and Pokemon. Got back into Pokemon. Kind of took a little bit of a break from that.
What type of Pokemon?
Pokemon Sword on the Switch.
I have played nothing.
I know.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
Nothing. I downloaded a game on my phone and I mean,
there you go.
Yeah.
But in WoW, I know we're going to talk about this a little bit in a sec, but with my guild, finally got back together after a couple months, went and did Nyalotha. That was a lot of fun. Got the first four bosses down. Everyone kind of said the same thing, though. There's a lot of trash, which kind of sucks a little bit, but. I don't know.
That's the raid.
Whatever.
Right?
Yeah, that's the raid. Okay. What's weird about it is it starts you off and you fight Rathion first and there's no trash.
Your friend?
Yes.
Why would you fight your boyfriend?
Because.
I mean, friend.
It's visions of N'Zoth. So he's making you think you're fighting Rathion.
Oh, good.
So you don't actually fight
Rathion.
You
don't want to have relationship problems in this game.
Exactly.
You want to escape into the game, not have real.
But all the fights have been pretty creative so far. I'm excited to see them in Heroic. When we eventually move over there. The way my guild works is we do one night a week, so we can only do so much progress, but we usually get ahead of the curve, which is complete and heroic, so I'm excited for that. Dove into some of the visions as well as doing some of the mythic pluses with my guildies. So it's been pretty busy for a while, which I guess is typical for first week of the new season and stuff. It's second week, but the first week didn't have the new Mythic Plus affix and not the raid. It kind of was two phases.
Yeah, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
To ease it onto those bugs.
Yeah. But yeah, second week of release has been a lot better. Lots of bugs got fixed. There's still some bugs hanging around, though.
Such as...
Well, you're making me jump ahead now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay, though. But there's a pretty significant problem with macOS X players. And it's numerous crashes, just bad performance problems. Blizzard has been a little quiet about it, which is unfortunate because Blizzard has traditionally been pretty good about supporting Mac.
PC Master Race? I was waiting for that joke. I'm sorry.
But like,
that's unfortunate. That is really frustrating.
They should be fixing this.
Well, do they have enough QA or developers? I don't know.
We don't know.
Because that would be
we
really
don't
helpful
technically know
to have personnel we don't to help know fix things.
We don't know.
But is the
last blue post on this was 6 days ago, which is not the greatest look.
How quickly were they turning over those blue posts for like bugs and stuff on the regular?
Like daily.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there's still hot fixes every day for the new patch, but
that's for PC.
That's for the whole game.
Oh.
PC and Mac.
But this one Mac.
But this
problem
is Mac specific. I don't know why.
Now is this crashing the game?
This is crashing the game.
That is not a good patch.
No, it's not good.
That's very now. Is it guaranteed to crash on Macs?
No, it's
just like once in a while. Oopsie.
Just some systems.
Systems. We haven't like pinpointed.
No,
we're not the developer.
I'm not gonna do that because I don't generally game on Mac or anything like that. So yeah,
that sucks.
But yeah, it sucks. Hopefully there's a fix soon. I know Bellular is complaining about it.
Oh, does he play on Mac?
He occasionally does.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So, it is what it is.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, that is a solution, but it's not a solution for everybody.
It should be. I'm just completely biased.
But with the release of Nyalotha, we had two cinematics. The first one was a short Rathion-focused cinematic.
Chatting with Anduin?
No. Beating Nazoth.
Oh, okay. We went through the order before this. Yes.
Yeah, we went through that last week.
Okay. They have their bro chat.
Yeah.
This is now...
And I keep seeing ads on YouTube that show that little bit of the cinematic where he's like
face-to-face.
Where he's like, Anduin, he will strike here, and he points at his head.
Yeah, that's not all odd. They just wanted a close-up of the hair.
But yeah, the Rathion cinematic where he uses, oh my gosh, what's the name of that sword?
It's an A. Why can't I remember this?
The infamous sword.
Azuna?
That is,
no.
Azuna is
the tentacle lady.
A place in Legion.
Why don't we know this?
No,
it's not Ashara.
Ashara is the tentacle lady.
Exactly. It's like we do this.
Oh my gosh.
Why can't we remember the blade of something? Why can't I remember? We're going to yell it. Don't yell it. That is completely different.
Oh my gosh. This Google is not helping me. Here we go. Here's the WoW page. Blade of the Black Empire, I guess is what they're calling it here.
That's not her name.
I know it's not her name.
Well, she's not in it anymore. So technically, is it still the name?
Zalatath. Sorry, I did shout it.
It's the waifu.
It's the waifu, yeah.
But she's no longer there, so is it still Zalatath?
It is. No, it is. It is. It is.
By any other name would still be as mischievous and sweet.
But yeah, it ended up in
her.
So Ashara was going to use it, actually.
Yes.
And
this is a little convoluted.
We kind of don't know 100% how Rathion... Wait. No. Okay.
There's
so
stories.
In the raid.
Yes.
So the question is, how did Ashara get it? Because in the raid, you beat this boss that is imprisoning Ashara, and she gives you the blade and says, oh, go finish the job.
Well, didn't they lose it when we fell into the pit?
Yes.
Of whatever, where's the thing, the ocean that we fell into? That's not Nyalotha. I haven't played in over a month. I am so embarrassed.
Oh my gosh.
I can't remember the name of it either. I remember the quest. We fell into a pit underwater and people died. I remember playing through that like little pre-cinematic and you would hear people screaming to their deaths as their ship fell.
That was pretty terrifying.
It was horrifying. Like, I watched it on my computer and I ran to my brother's computer and I'm like, I need to see you watch this and I want to watch this again.
Oh my gosh.
Where is it? It's
somewhere here. I can't remember the name.
It's the same patch with the short mechanical peoples.
Mechagon is that Mechagon. Area.
It was the same thing with Mechagon.
Does I don't know why I can't think of the name of it. Let's so not worry smart. About it, though.
We're but so smart.
You remember the underwater area, or yes, the water area.
The not watered underwater area.
Yes. They learned from Wrath. Was it Wrath or was it
Cataclysm?
Cataclysm.
I think it was
Cataclysm. Okay, it might have been Cataclysm. Anyways, the blade ends up with Wrathian. He
rocks with it. He rocks
he,
it.
Gets super fancy with it. Oh, animation so great on it.
He jumps. Then, he does a hero landing yeah. almost with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super he cool. jumps and transitions to dragon form.
Oh, yeah.
Which is super cool. And then he goes in and he totally tricks Nazoth.
Exactly.
Turns into human form
mm-hmm.
while he's about to be crushed by the tentacles.
And then he goes stabby
stuff. And then he goes kind of...
Then he gets smushed by tentacles.
Well, then he goes...
Spoilers if you haven't seen this yet.
He doesn't get smushed.
He was going to get smushed by his dragon.
Well, he was going to, yes.
And then he turned into human form, and then he's like, ha-ha!
And then he turned into Arya Stark and killed
yes.
the Night King.
Night King, which is his own. Which is totally... I honestly thought the same thing Game of Thrones.
By no, I know a lot of people thought yeah. about that. So that cinematic was great.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any controversy over the enjoyment of that cinematic.
And it just meant a lot like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Game of Thrones, 100%. Yeah.
That's fine, though.
It's how many ways can you stab a person?
Yeah, there's only so many ways you can skin a cat. Then there was the final cinematic when you do beat the second and final form of Nazoth. And this is where the controversy comes in. Because about, I would say, 70 to 80% of it is in-game cinematic. And this is definitely a direction choice, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And the focus is definitely on your character being the absolute hero of this storyline. Because you're getting,
we're the champion.
Because you're the champion. You're getting pulled in by Nazoth. Those are spoilers, by the way, in case you haven't seen it. I mean, this should be obvious. But and you're getting pulled in and you're glowing,
you're blue glowy. Out.
And you're Nazoth under control of Nazoth.
You
by the horse. He has you. And then Mother and Magni.
Why did they name it Mother? Was it an acronym?
No.
I don't think so. Mother.
Well, you didn't raid the first raid and fight the Mother fight, so.
I know. Okay. Anyway, so Mother and Magni are like, champion, we're going to unleash power, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Because Nazoth opens the portal to the... No, to where Mother and Magni are.
Oh, yeah.
And is going to destroy it.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be the end of Azeroth.
That'd be bad, bad.
But, yeah, then that happens. And then you get empowered with the...
Heart of Azeroth.
Heart of Azeroth, basically.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of culminates the entirety of this expansion of you gathering all this Heart of Azeroth power.
Which has been super fun and not at all a problem.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then you go Kamehameha.
You demon soul it.
Yeah.
Basically. Or like Power Ranger, like Morphin Time, whatever. You like
full on. It's very similar to the Thrall demon soul.
Yeah.
Cinematic. 100%. And then, so that happens. You beat Nazoth. And then.
With the Heart of Azeroth.
And then a cinematic kicks off.
Oh, man.
And. We're all excited. Oh my gosh. Okay, there's going to be a cinematic now.
Amazing.
And it's just Nyalotha falling apart.
Which sucks because we just saw it for like the first time ever.
Yeah.
Like all the Cthulhu fans have been super excited and now
Nyalotha falls apart and that's it.
Or was it a vision?
That's the end of the cinematic.
What if it's a vision?
No,
what
if it doesn't? That's the end of the cinematic.
What if it's a vision?
It's not a vision.
What if it's like vision within a vision? You know that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's disappointing. Like I wanted to explore it. Like this could have been its own expansion. Like I don't even know a lot of like Lovecraftian stuff, but like from what I've heard, it sounds amazing. And now it's gone.
You can always go back to it.
And raid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love to raid.
Well, you can go next expansion solo it when you're 60.
Yeah, I've totally done that to like Ice Crown and stuff.
Why haven't you done that? It's so easy.
I don't
need
to
it just goes
I
through.
Level.
You don't have to raid. You just walk through it and one shot mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah, like
that's how you get mounts and pets.
Away. Are there any mounts and pets in this raid?
Yes. There always is.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up a pet off one of the bosses already. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Was it an eyeball?
I don't remember what it was.
It should be an eyeball.
Obviously, it wasn't very memorable. But obviously, the internet reacted pretty harshly against it. And yeah. I think it was a little overblown. Like, part of the problem is, like, the last five end cinematics mm-hmm. for expansions have all been, like, top-notch. Not top-notch, but, like, really good.
Okay.
Like, you can complain about things here and there, but, like, even the Cataclysm one is kind of cheesy as it was. I thought it was really good. What was the Cataclysm? Cataclysm was Thrall using the Demon Soul to kill
Deathwing.
Okay. And then the dragons relinquished their powers.
Oh, yeah, that was dope.
Yeah. And then...
I don't know. I think we were just so hyped for Nazoth and seeing Nyalotha and everything since the beginning, because this was a faction war expansion the entire time. And now we know it was so quick.
I think the problem with it is it doesn't really set anything up for Shadowlands. Like, where does it go from here? Like, Legion very much set up for Battle for Azeroth. Because you had Sargeras stick the sword into Silithus.
That was amazing.
And that was, like, one of the best cinematics.
Mind-blowing.
I will fully admit, I am an Illidan fanboy, and I'm 100% biased.
Yes.
Because I love that cinematic.
But, like, maybe it does lead into it, we just don't know. I want to
And if that's... True, that just
what if
means
it was a
they
vision
kicked
within a
the
what if
can.
I'm like 100% right?
No, I don't like it. That's lazy writing. That's really lazy writing. I hope it's not that.
Well, then we're not getting 8.5, right?
8.35 is not a thing.
So that's why I feel like that would have been the connective tissue to the Shadowlands, and we didn't.
I mean, the only thing that could be now is the pre-patch for Shadowlands.
I don't know why you don't do that. I don't know why either.
Anyways.
And then I always want to wait and buy like the physical edition. And then
you don't need the expansion to do pre-patch stuff though.
Mm.
You've never had to.
Oh.
Well.
Wait, no. Yeah, that's not true. There was one time, I can't remember when.
For Legion, you had to have mm-hmm. it for to pre-do the Demon Hunter stuff.
See? Yep.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fry screwed us over.
What fries? Exactly.
Oh. But yeah, I mean, even Taliesin was like...
Taliesin.
Was kind of disappointed. Because it definitely feels like there should have been more. There was no check-in on either any of the faction leaders at all. Like, what are they feeling after this? What's Jaina doing now?
Yeah.
We have no clue. We have nothing to go off of.
Anduin.
I mean, the only thing we have was in-game, there is a short quest, which I was disappointed. It's literally one thing, and it's kind of boring.
Is it go check in with, like, a soldier somewhere?
No. You go check in with, oh my gosh, what's her name? Menethil? The undead queen? No, the undead chick who came back in 8.2 with your brother. Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Menethil, right?
Menethil, yeah. Arthas' sister.
Yeah, you go talk to her, and she's like, oh, I have to leave and join the Horde. And that's it. And
she's
your brother
such
goes
a
with you.
Good.
Or your brother. Her
brother. Your brother. My brother.
Your brother. Jaina's brother goes with her, not Jaina.
Wait, they throw that in there after this?
Yeah. Well, not after this. This is a totally separate quest from anything Nyalotha.
Wasn't this before? Didn't they go off into Mm-mm. the sunset together? This is a joke, but.
No, but this is new.
Oh, I'm thinking because I watched this in the pre-patch.
Yeah.
Notes that people have done.
Okay.
And that's another wasted opportunity.
It's disappointing because they put that quest in 8.2, and you went and found her and talked with her
and
talked
Darian?
With your brother.
Derek?
Derek Proudmoore.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a cool thing. And there was a book about it, which was really good.
And it's such a short quest in-game. It's so short. It's like almost not existent.
It's like they wanted more. They have so much wealth of story that they could pick from and expand upon, but then they don't put it in the game, and it's like, you're missing an opportunity. Why are you trying to put that story elsewhere? Like, is there going to be another book?
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a comic that I don't want to go and hunt down because money and time is a thing? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is there really nothing left until Shadowlands? Is this really
it? I think that's it. With 835 canceled.
Is this like an early April Fool's joke?
No, don't say this stupid joke. I hate that so much.
Because it's just not,
No, I agree. It's kind of disappointing. I mean, at best, we have 8 months of 8.3. Mm. At worst, we have 11. Because 8 months assumes it comes out in September.
This is a perk of me being really behind in the game. That I'm like, it's true. All this new content. But then it's also not good for like.
But then you'll have no one to do
the raids with.
The raids with. Exactly. Or the visions.
Welcome to the raid and vision issues I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. World of Warcraft. I want more.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Because we did have the Dark Shore. What do they call them? Warfronts.
Yes.
The Darkshore Warfront released Heroic One, a Heroic version this patch. But they also, finally retconned it kind of to what they talked about at BlizzCon. And we haven't watched this cinematic yet.
What did they talk about at BlizzCon?
About who won Darkshore. And this is the cinematic about it.
Oh, spoilers.
So, yeah. We're going to watch it.
We haven't watched any of it.
And we're going to mute the volume for a sec. And then we'll be right back with
our... can't leave the volume
on. Oh, I guess we can.
Is it a copyright thing?
No, it's more of it to the plane through the speakers.
Oh.
All right, we'll just do this and see how it works out.
Oh, you're editing it later, so we'll see. Podcast magic. Victory!
Not in the trees, but in our bonds to each other. We are Kaldorai.
The human guy's not Kaldorai. Okay.
Really? That doesn't answer anything.
Well, it shows that the Alliance won, and they...
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were Kaldorai shaking your blade warglaive in the air? I don't know. It's so short.
It's short. I mean, most of their cinematics are short, though.
Are they?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
What happened to her voice?
Well, she's the Night Queen now.
Illidan went through transformations and didn't lose his voice.
Maybe he changed voice actors.
They change voice actors?
No, I don't know. I think Illidan changed voice actors, though. Okay. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is a true thing, I think.
But yeah.
Okay, so Alliance 1, yay?
I'm excited.
I think I got that set, armor set. That's all I wanted. I'm trying to remember.
That's good. But yeah, all the cinematics. And then apparently someone found out that it's possible to re-clear Nyalothen the same week, the same lockout, and get more gear, apparently, which is not good.
That sounds like a really great advantage to do.
Yeah,
we should log on and do that right now.
People will not do that, though. I don't blame them for not wanting to do that, because it's very easy to see that and get banned.
Okay, let me understand this. Re-clear Nyalothen, so basically leave the dungeon or raid, and then go back in and be like, oh, hey, there's more things to kill? Again?
Well, you get into another raid that doesn't have the same lockout as you, so not all the bosses cleared, and somehow you'll be eligible for the loot.
See, I'm stupid enough, I'd probably like be like, oh, this is cool. This is convenient.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know to report it.
Yeah.
Are they still banning people for like exploits like this?
They always ban people for exploits.
Well, if they take 6 days to respond, then they'll be in the, like, regular rhythm at that point.
Well, it better be all fixed by tomorrow of this recording, because Race to World First starts as Mythic gets unlocked.
Oh, no.
So we'll have to see.
Poor bug fixers.
I know. I'm like 90% sure Method and Limit will not exploit this if this is an exploit. Because Blizzard has traditionally come down very, very hard on people who exploit. The guild that was like, this is way ancient WoW raiding lore, but the guild that was making really good progress on C'Thun back in EQ40, they got banned for exploiting a movement ability to be able to get back to C'Thun's lair where the boss is faster. Because it's literally like a 20-30 minute walk.
See, here's what bugs me though. It bugs me. The bug bugs me. If you want to get world first, does it matter how you do it? You still get the title.
Not if would you exploit.
Would Blizzard relinquish that title? World first is world first.
Yeah. No, then people won't count it. The community will not count it if it's an exploit.
Would they have counted it when that faster running thing was a thing?
I don't know.
Have the title for using that exploit?
No, they all got banned before they could kill C'Thun.
Well, if they're really slow and doing those bans.
They're really fast on these bans. Okay. They really are.
They're faster than their blue posts.
They banned a guild for exploiting Lich King back in the day.
Okay.
So... yeah,
I don't follow these. So
I know you don't. It's okay. But yeah, Race to World First starts tomorrow, January 28th. So if you're interested, Method will be streaming in Europe from the Take TV studios in Germany.
On what platform?
Twitch TV. And Complexity / Limit will be streaming from the GameStop Performance Center in Texas. So I'm excited to see how this goes. They do.
Center?
It's an esports facility out in Texas.
Is it just like an office building?
No. I mean, kind of, but...
GameStop still has the money to have a performance center in Texas?
This was done before their most recent troubles.
Okay.
But yeah, Limit will obviously be starting tomorrow because for whatever reason, Blizzard still has the day delay rollout to EU for Mythic.
People love that.
People do love that, but that hasn't stopped Method from getting world first every time.
Yeah, that just like adds a little bit more salt to those tiers.
It definitely adds a bit because it's like, even though the U.S. has a day lead on these Mythic fights, they can't get world first though.
Yeah,
which is sad, but
to be an American,
yeah. I would just love to see an American guild finally get world first after all this time. It's been
your guild
forever. Guilty. Oh yeah, we're just right on top of that.
Take an entire week off. You can do it. You'll lead it.
Oh my gosh.
You got time, right? You got some time off?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Forget Disney. We'll just go to Disney.
But yeah, that's most of the World of Warcraft news this week.
I think so. Yeah.
Overwatch news. There hasn't been a whole lot as far as the game itself.
They're still continuing
continuing the Year of the Rat stuff.
The Lunar New Year event.
Capture the flag. So, yeah, capture the flag stuff.
Have you done that yet?
I still haven't done that.
I want to do it.
So I will check that out this week, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
I got my first skin, which was the Doomfist skin from last week. Mm. I forget what's this week. But listen to last week's episode if you're curious about the details on all the skins that are out this event.
Or just go to the website.
Or
log into Overwatch and you'll see it right there.
Just listen to our podcast.
Oh, listen to the podcast, yes. The whole hour-long
They can't
podcast.
Get that information anywhere else. But big Overwatch League news. I was kind of thinking this was going to happen because the Twitch contract did expire after season 2 of Overwatch League.
So Microsoft has money, but so does...
So does Google. Google has a lot of money. So Overwatch League is moving exclusively to YouTube Gaming along with the Call of Duty League and also the esports initiatives for Hearthstone and World of Warcraft.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. But... on the surface, I know that seems like a big deal. The bigger deal, and things people are probably not going to realize, is that this deal also includes them moving from Amazon Web Services to Google Cloud for their web content.
Okay, nerd, tell me what that means.
So Amazon Web Services powers like 90% of the web.
Amazon?
Yeah. No, it's like literally
where they make all their money.
Well, not anymore because Overwatch League is moving. Or Blizzard, Blizzard as a whole is moving away. I imagine it's Activision. Yeah. Blizzard as a whole is moving away from Activision. Amazon Web Services to Google Cloud. So it's a big deal. Wow. That's a much bigger deal monetarily and structurally than this move to YouTube Gaming is on the surface.
Would Blizzard still have, would they get more control from going Google Cloud? Or
I don't know. I don't know the details of that, but
that's a good point.
It's going to be a lot of relearning for their engineers because it's a totally different platform.
Do you think Twitch is like crying that they lost it?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't think so.
League of Legends and Call of Duty do better on their numbers, don't they?
Well, Call of Duty's on YouTube now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to the YouTube train.
Well, that's so weird. All Activision properties, Activision Blizzard properties are moving to YouTube Gaming.
I'm sorry, League of Legends.
Yes, you said League of Legends, but then you said Call of Duty.
I did. Oh, I'm smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
But League, yeah, they do. League, I believe, has a exclusive contract for Twitch. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about this is Overwatch League has a different contract for China. I don't know what their platform is that they're using there, but it's not YouTube.
No.
Because Google, China, all sorts of stuff.
Politics.
But yeah, I'm less upset about this than a lot of people are.
Why are they upset?
Because it's change. It's a change in culture.
Remember when YouTube Gaming was a joke? Remember those days? Those years ago?
It's still kind of a joke.
It kind of, yeah.
I mean, they got rid of the app, the separate app for YouTube Gaming. There's no separate app anymore. So you just have to use the regular YouTube app.
What about streaming?
What about it?
Don't they have, like, an issue of, like, streaming on Twitch and YouTube and, like, well, I guess Blizzard doesn't have to worry about that now, right? Because there's
no, they're just exclusively streaming on YouTube. So I think this is good. I think there's more YouTube apps for various devices out there versus Twitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you could speak to this. Do you think that younger demographic is more familiar with YouTube versus Twitch?
Oh, 100%. Like, I'll have a couple of nerdy students that are like, oh, what's your Twitch thing? But then a lot of them, like, all the generic kids are on YouTube already.
Mm-hmm.
So YouTube Gaming is just a small step away, or it's on the same platform of YouTube.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they'll definitely find it more on YouTube than Twitch. Because at Twitch, you have to go to a separate website, a separate app. No, it's a smart move.
I think it's a really smart move.
For us old people, it's an odd move. Because even now we're streaming on Twitch because that's what we do for video games. But now it's going to go YouTube.
Yeah, but this has kind of been the future of streaming platforms that we've seen over the past 12 months.
Get swallowed up by YouTube.
No, everyone kind of signing exclusivity deals on different platforms. Like, obviously, it started really with Ninja signing to Mixer exclusively, which was a huge deal, and that started a wave of other people moving to different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly who's moved everywhere, but
no, it's very confusing.
It's all very confusing.
But it's all about a lot of movement,
but it's good, and I really like it because Twitch has been enough of a monopoly for so long that the competition is good. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they have their own TwitchCon.
Huh? They have TwitchCon, yeah.
VidCon is a different thing. No, it's definitely interesting to see how they've moved. I'm just curious as to what it's going to be like for views. Like, are they going to get better views through YouTube Gaming?
I don't know. I did actually check out Call of Duty League this weekend.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Production was a little rough, but I mean, that's traditionally how it is when you start a new
production. Production mean like UI,
like the in-game observing or camera transitions, some audio stuff in-house here and there, like in-house stuff. That's what I mean by production.
Okay.
What the product you see on the stream is. It was a little rough, but that's just them working
through kinks.
The kinks out. Mm-hmm. But overall, the quality was really good.
Oh, where did they film?
So I have to double check this, but I think they're doing the same thing as Overwatch League, where each team is hosting a week.
Okay.
But this was out in Minnesota this time around. All
right.
But it was really cool. It was, I didn't remember seeing an announcement about this, but it was cool to see, Puckett, who we talked about leaving Overwatch League, he was hosting the stage, at Call of Duty. So, I mean, he's still getting paid by the same people, just doing he's a different job.
Yeah, a different title under his own card.
And we talked about this last week, but Call of Duty and Halo are more his, like, thing that he's always been doing with MLG for past decade or
They're
so.
A little bit different.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I don't know who the woman was that was hosting the desk, but she was really good.
Oh, they
I was
have impressed. To be. They have to be.
I don't know if she's been in. Yeah, I don't know if she's been in esports, and I just didn't know about her, but she was awesome, and she has an awesome British accent, so it's awesome.
Oh, even better.
And yeah, they have a lot of the cool sponsors there. It was interesting.
Is there gonna be Bud Light sponsors again?
Not that I know of.
That's gonna be a thing.
I'm very curious seeing what the sponsors are gonna be for Overwatch League and if they overlap a lot with what Call of Duty has.
Dr. Pepper, Sour Patch Kids.
Was it Mountain Dew? What is it? The Gamer Fuel that's come out. That's a sponsor.
That?
Yeah, no, they actually kind of like rebranded it and have new flavors and stuff. It's really good. I actually really like it. Mountain Dew, if you want to sponsor me.
Yes, we don't have any sugar right now. We totally need some.
Yes, 100%. We do. Please, Mountain Dew. But that was a sponsor, and also another sponsor was, I think, the Air Force. One of the military branches always. Kind of sponsors Call of Duty. It kind of goes a little bit hand in hand.
Yeah.
And also, there's actually a really cool initiative/charity organization under the Call of Duty brand called the Call of Duty Endowment, and it supports veterans finding work outside of
that's good.
Coming out of the military. So,
yeah,
no, that's cool. But we're talking more about Overwatch League. Sorry for segueing there a little bit, but that was kind of Overwatch.
It's about YouTube gaming, yeah.
The good news is, though, that we did get confirmation that Zoe is heading the desk. Caster Zoe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like a different word to me.
I know.
Like, what are you saying? Okay. Yeah, that's good. Because she's
I think that's great for her. I think she fits really well in that position. And as far as I know, the way it's going to work is the desk will be in LA. So similar to how sports broadcasts are.
That's very convenient.
Yeah. And she'll post it there. And
well, didn't she move out here too?
She moved out. Well, she moved out here.
Very nice to have it stay here.
Yeah, she moved out for Overwatch League because she was working in Blizzard Europe previously.
Yeah. She would do a lot of
but she would do a lot of hosting stuff at BlizzCon, Gamescom, all that stuff. So seeing her career kind of move up has been pretty cool.
It's like, nice to have like some like same people stay.
Yeah, for sure. Especially through all these transitions in Overwatch League.
Yeah.
The one bummer though is.
For people that did not do this.
No, you did this.
Like,
you definitely did this. You definitely did this.
When you told me to do it and I wasn't home, I left it on my
computer. I am going to butcher this name, so apologies beforehand.
I mean, okay, I'll try to.
The Overwatch League Commissioner, Pete.
Vlastelica?
Vlastelica.
Comment
at us on Twitter, Nexus Podcast.
He's fancy.
To tell us how that's fancy. Pronounced. Anyways,
Mr. V.
He announced today, not to be confused with Gary Vaynerchuk, who's an owner in the Call of Duty World League, by the way, which was interesting to see him on the stream.
Wow.
So another tangent. Sorry about that. But yeah,
you're a big fan.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a big fan of him. But yeah, the commissioner of Overwatch League basically announced today that drops on YouTube are coming in the future. So that to me tells me it's not coming day one. And by drops, I mean the Overwatch League tokens that you would get for watching on Twitch.
Is that a technical term, drops?
That's what they call it. Yeah.
We've heard your questions about drops might work on YouTube. It's important our fans know that we're exploring ways to offer rewards for watching our broadcasts on YouTube in the future.
Yeah.
Drops?
Yeah. Like, items get dropped into your account automatically.
Okay. That's a verb.
That's how
an e-sport verb.
That's how they call it.
It's a thing.
The thing that's kind of like annoying about this is that drops are already supported on YouTube for other games. So it seems like this should have been a...
Well, they only have one more week?
This should have been a more seamless transition. That tells me that this deal came very late.
We should have tweeted them like, hey, you got time running. The clock is ticking.
Yeah.
Give us free drops. That'd be great.
Anyways, none of my free drops in the future will go towards Valiant, though.
But then... are you sure you wanted to put that on recording?
Those blues look terrible. We talked about this last week about how much I do not like the blue color.
You were indifferent at the time. Now you're like, you're declaring.
I'm pretty set. I'm pretty set in my ways. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Purple's better. Oh, my gosh.
So, okay.
Although I might go for opening weekend. They are hosting a watch party at the Guild Hall down in Burbank. So... I didn't even mention this to you, but...
No, you didn't.
We might go to that.
What weekend?
Not this weekend, but the weekend after. Yeah, so February 8th, 9th?
I think I'm free.
I think? Yeah.
So, here's the thing. We have to sync up our video games to another website.
Yeah.
Are we synced to YouTube at all? On any, like, Facebook for WoW. Twitch for everything else. So that means Willie's going to have a connection way to get our games for the drops...
Yeah.
To be put in.
It'll just be connecting your Battle.net account.
Okay.
It should be relatively
like, are we able to stream to YouTube? Like, oh, does that mean that we'll be able to stream to YouTube Gaming if we, like, play?
That might be a thing.
That'd be kind of nice. Because
they used to have Facebook. They actually did take that out.
They did? Okay. What about Twitch?
I think just people weren't using it. No, Twitch never happened.
Microsoft has a connection to it.
Yes.
Microsoft also has money. I'm teasing. Sorry.
Yeah. But they have Mixer, so they're not going to...
Oh, is that who owns Mixer?
That's who owns Mixer. Oh. That's why Ninja got like $10 million to move to Mixer.
Got it.
Because they have money to throw at people.
Got it.
Anyways.
With blue hair. Hey, you got blue hair.
Yeah. Anyways, to Pete, the commissioner of Overwatch League.
To Pete?
Yes.
To repeat.
I am not.
Pete.
God damn it.
Don't curse.
That's under the... That's fine. Uh-huh. I am not mad. I am just disappointed.
Oh, you're using your dad voice now.
I know. I am disappointed.
You will be fine.
I know I'll be fine. I'm just...
You just want all the free things.
Upset.
And if Blizzard wants to send us all the free things, we will happily take all the free things. Especially those fantastic drops.
Oh my gosh. Give me more drops.
Come at us, Blizzard.
Speaking of drops, there's going to be IRL drops. In the form of sprays, which I missed this apparently last week.
I think this is dumb.
Heather thinks this is dumb. I think this is good. It incentivizes people attending in person. But you will get, if you attend, and you can't game this by just buying a ticket. You have to actually scan the ticket in and get the code in person. But you'll get team sprays. And they are all interesting custom sprays. Dallas Fuel is like... A flaming eyeball, kind of like, what you call it? What was that company? Why can't I think of the company that did Tony Hawk's Pro Skater?
We're so good at this.
Oh yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Anyways, and then NYXL is a subway car because New York.
Oh, subways. Yes,
but those are the only ones we've seen the images of.
See, I don't like it because you have to go there. And that means if you are a fan of the chickens, you would have to go to Paris. And you can't do that.
No, I think what you get is if you attend any of the events, is there's these batches. So the first batch will be these 10 teams: New York, Dallas, Shanghai, Philadelphia, Guangzhou, Washington, Hangzhou, Houston, Seoul, and Florida.
Okay.
That's how I'm reading it. For example, if you intend... See, if you attend the Dragons home game match in Shanghai during week 3 or week 24, not only would you get the Dragons team spray, but you would get all 9 other sprays from patch 1. Batch
1. I hate it less.
Yes.
I don't like the idea that you have to go to an event to get it.
There... So this was the complaint last year, though, was if you attended in person, you didn't get token drops.
So that's dumb. You should have gotten them.
Yeah.
They should have given you at least
tokens. Exactly.
But here, like, if I want those sprays, I had to be there. Like, okay, here's Hearthstone. The skins, right? We went to one event, and they had the really cool backs of the Hearthstone
cards. The Dalaran flame back?
Yes.
And the Tespa flame back?
Loved it. But my brother also really liked it, and I was mad I couldn't get it.
Do you know how hard that is to get?
I know, and that's the problem. That's why I dislike it. So I appreciate that you don't have to go to Paris to get the chicken. Okay, I get that. I like that. But it's Paris chicken, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's chicken. Or rooster?
Yeah, it's chicken.
Rooster's a chicken, right?
It's a chicken.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't like the idea that you have to go to an event. Like, if I can't go, or I'm not in a state where I can go to it, or if I'm a kid... Like, I know they want the hype to be there, but I wish there was, like, maybe you get a boatload of tokens that you can just buy one and, like, you go in person. Like,
yeah.
Kind of like Starbucks, you get, like, a ton of reward points.
Yeah.
When you go in versus, like,
I understand why they're doing it, though. They want to give people who are supporting in person something exclusive. And you're I there. Can't fault them for that.
But you're there. That's the exclusive part. You're at a live event. Like, I don't know. Like, we'll probably going to go to one anyways, but...
I know. As much as I'm annoyed by the Valiant right now, I will probably go to an event.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Overwatch League news. So there was, cool. There was a lot of Overwatch League news, which makes sense because Overwatch League is starting next week. Well, they have one for each team.
Yeah. Right now, is it only going to be one for each team?
Yeah, only one for each
team. They're not going to add more later?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Look at those chickens.
Now, I forgot about this, but just to mention, because Overwatch League is starting up next week, or not this weekend, but the weekend after, February 8th and 9th, there are 2 locations going, I don't think they're at the same time, though. No, they're not. So, New York is hosting. Those games start at 10 a.m. Pacific on February 8th, and 10 a.m. Pacific on February 9th. The Dallas ones start at 2 p.m. Pacific on February 8th and 2 p.m. Pacific on February 9th. And there's some really good matches there. So we have a lot to look forward to. We'll break that down a little bit more next week before it happens. But it's coming up. I'm excited. I mean, I talked about it last week. I've been missing some Overwatch League. And I'm excited for this.
Where are the teams living?
I don't know. It's up to each team how they want to do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I know. I'm assuming Valiant is keeping their team house in LA somewhere.
It's expensive.
It is expensive.
Watch, they'll move to Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, history repeating itself all over again.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, moving on. We do get a new quote unquote Blizzard game this week.
It's exciting.
Warcraft 3 Reforged. Yay. Releases tomorrow. It unlocks 3 p.m. on the 28th of January, which will probably be passed by the time you're listening to this.
Did we have to buy it?
You don't have to buy it.
Okay, cool. Wait. Do I have to buy it to play it?
Yes, you have to buy it to play it.
Did I buy it?
I doubt it. Unless you bought it last year after BlizzCon when they first put up pre-orders, which I doubt. I really doubt you did.
I highly doubt you did.
But I'm excited to check that out.
Can I buy
a lot of cool stuff
with my Blizzard?
Yes.
Point.
Things, yes.
Whatever.
If you have Blizzard balance on your account, yes.
How much is this game?
30 for.
Because that money's been sitting there since.
I think 30 for the regular edition.
Wait, there's other editions.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. There's the Spoils of War edition for $40.
It's totally worth it.
And it has all this extra stuff.
How much is it?
$40 for the stuff with extras.
Mm.
Gives you a Mountain WoW, skins in Warcraft 3, Starcraft,
my Battle.net.
The Mal'Ganis, Diablo 3.
Ooh, do I have friends?
What?
Do I have friends?
What do you mean, do you have friends? Probably not. Because we've never gotten a discount on digital stuff from friends.
Oh, yeah, they can't do
that. But yeah, I'm excited for that. I think that'll be really fun.
I do not have it.
And I'm really interested to see how the esports initiatives go with that. Because we talked about this last week with StarCraft moving over to DreamHack and ESL.
Are they going to be on YouTube Gaming?
No, I would imagine they are going to be on Twitch.
Oh.
Because Blizzard relinquished control of StarCraft and Warcraft 3 esports to DreamHack and ESL.
I would love to
watch. They all do Twitch stuff.
I would love to watch some Warcraft 3.
Yeah, Warcraft 3 is going to be fun.
I remember really enjoying that.
I am very excited for Grubby's return to Warcraft 3.
Oh, no.
The most famous.
He's going back to it? Of course he is. Time?
Yeah, we've met him before.
Online?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. No, he's really cool.
He's really tall.
I mean, sidebar, but I've told you about, like, how crazy it is when he goes to China. Like, people are obsessive. Like, he's, like, literally a celebrity over there.
He's really tall.
His wife is Chinese as well.
Oh, is she?
Which helps.
So cute.
Yeah.
Aww.
And they proposed to BlizzCon.
He proposed
to her at BlizzCon.
Yeah, I always remember his voice.
Yeah, he has a very unique voice.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I'm excited for Warcraft 3. It's going to be fun. A lot of content creators will be playing it, so if you're kind of on the fence of it, definitely check out all the Twitch streams that are going to be going on with it.
And for only $40.
$40, you get the game and goodies. $30, you just get the game.
Get the $40.
If you're a hardcore fan, yeah,
get the 40.
Blizzard,
it's $10.
Definitely get that.
Starbucks has happy hour coming up on Wednesday. You can save the $10.
There you go. Yeah.
Exactly.
There was actually, though, some news for Heroes of the Storm this past week.
What?
Yeah, we actually had a pretty big balance patch come out.
That's important.
Definitely check that out on the Heroes website if you want to know the details about it. The biggest change would be Deathwing got pretty heavily nerfed, which isn't a surprise if you've been playing lately. He's been kind of obnoxious.
Smaller?
He didn't get physically smaller, but his damage and health went down.
It went smaller.
Oh,
okay. Because he's pretty big. He's a big boy.
And also, if you are still working on those skins and mounts from the Toys 2 event, it's been extended to April 7th. So that'll be around a little bit longer.
Yeah,
I mean, it speaks more, I think, to the development life cycle of Heroes and kind of what we expected.
Why would you stop
forward?
A good thing?
And,
people like me, it's great, but yeah.
No, it's kind of nice because the breakneck pace of Heroes
was
events
insane.
And stuff in like 2017, 2018 was kind of insane.
I would hear about it
there
like
were heroes,
the week before it ended.
There were Heroes every 4 to 5 weeks
mm-hmm.
and events every 2 to 3 months.
Yep.
So.
I remember I missed out on the wrestling one because I wanted that Chihuahua mount and I never got it.
Nexomania was fantastic.
That was really cool. You did not
don't bring
mask.
That back.
I was disappointed you never got a physical mask.
I know.
The Luchador mask. You weren't cool enough.
Next time. but yeah, that's Heroes of the Storm news. Diablo 3 news. There was a little bit of news. Kind of an announcement of an announcement. Yeah, Brandy did announce on the forums that the PTR is coming up this week. Which will be patch 2.6.8, bringing balance changes and all the stuff for season 20. So everyone is definitely looking forward to that, seeing what they do for the next season as far as the theme and all that stuff.
Here's a general nerd question. Why 2.6.8? What's up with all those decimals? Why
so,
did they do that?
All right. The 2 is the major version.
Okay.
6 is like a minor version.
Okay.
And 8 is a... minor version of
version?
That minor version. Yeah. So
it's
like
a really crazy outline.
So it became 2.0 with the release of the expansion.
Which was
Reaper of Souls.
Is that where the skull people?
Malthael.
Is that the
with the two scythes?
Okay.
And then The 0.6, that's like minor updates. So that's like
seasons.
It's not necessarily seasons, but it's like say the Necromancer patch. I think that was 2.1 or 2.2.
That was a patch? I thought that was an expansion. Patch.
No, it was DLC for the game.
Okay.
So that was a major patch.
I feel like that should have been like a 3.
Like when there's major changes to the game, that's when a
.x
release will happen.
The second decimal.
The second decimal. And the third decimal is like bug fixes or balance changes. Wow. So, yeah, that's how versioning works.
Okay. Now I know.
Some people do it a little bit differently, but yeah. I mean, that's why
8.3, 8.35. You just blew my mind. You just literally
mind blown.
Literally. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for teaching me, Mr. Bloxham.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what happens when you work enough in technology that you kind of get exposed to the software development life cycle.
Gaming lingo lessons.
Like, yeah.
Episode. We should title that.
For sure.
Video game language.
We can do that. Yeah. Okay. So the rest of the stuff. We were going to talk about the stuff that you like to talk about.
Buying things in real life, not just digital. So every time I always come over, I'm like, okay, what stuff can I want to buy? And we went through the several stores, and we went to the Blizzard store first. And looking through all the games, we couldn't really remember what was new. Like, it's only been a week, so we kind of had a good feeling. Mm-hmm. Lunar New Year 2020 just happened this week. It's the year of the rat and junk rat. Play on words. There's some sales of 25% off select junk rat gear, not the new gear.
It's basically everything except the new shirt,
which they're showing in the thing.
I know.
So it's the junk rat with the cool, like,
that's very fanatics of them.
It's not on sale.
That's so very, that very fanatics of them.
Really annoying.
Yeah.
But then looking at the other stuff right now, this stuff looks new to
me. It looks new. I think the cushion, Lucio cushion is new-ish.
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah. I love the somber one that's over there.
Yeah.
The Diva Loungefly wallet and scroll down. The backpack is amazing because I want it. It's basically Diva's Overwatch.
Please don't get addicted to buying Loungefly backpacks.
But it's a black
hat. I know. It's so cute.
It has a pink bow. And it has a little bell in the front. And it has little tiny imprints on it. Click it.
Oh my gosh. And I know this might be controversial, but this might be my favorite Diva skin.
And I know. I wish. Okay. So I got the skin. Oh, it's not a bell. It's a little heart charm. But it has like a cute little embossed press of a black cat all over it. And it has frills. And then turn it to the side. And let's see. Yeah. It has like a little Diva logo on the side. And it's just so cute. And I hate it that I love it so much, but like the inner cat lady in me is like adorable.
Yeah.
I'm sad I missed the Jinx hoodie of this. I missed it, and I was going to pay full $60 price for it, and I missed it because I was at work. And I'm really sad.
I'm sorry.
So it's like the next best thing.
Yeah, it is.
But there's a wallet of it. So go back. There's a wallet as well that is how much?
$40.
This isn't bad. Oh, click it actually. I'm curious what the inside looks. Because Loungefly does a really good job. Okay, they don't show the inside
but. The outside still has the same imprint
of the kitty cat. With a cute winking kitty cat. Okay.
Yeah.
Go back. So there's a wallet of Diva. There's a wallet of May, which has like a cute little fuzz around it.
So it's the white and blue colors and then kind of fuzzy.
And a snowflake
fuzzy
in the
around it. Yeah.
And then there's a Loungefly Widowmaker wallet as well with the purple.
What is that little charm there though?
Probably like a diamond. Oh, a W for like Widowmaker.
Yeah.
Or like Widowmaker Superman thing. Logo basically.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? Does it mean hope?
Yeah.
But then, so there's like some Loungefly stuff, which is great. I think those are great. There's a Jinx, Wrecking Ball hoodie, which I'm assuming is new because it's on our.
It
list
looks pretty new,
from
yeah.
top to bottom.
Yeah.
Sort a woman's by new. Sigma, like light green t-shirt. If you like Sigma.
I don't know why it's that color.
It's women's color.
Not a huge fan of that.
It's a woman's t-shirt. They do pastels. The Junkrat Lunar New Year t-shirt looks really cool. It's the like light gray.
Yeah,
blue.
It looks really cool. It has silver. The fireworks and the red coloring of
on the back
traditional...
it actually says Year of the Rat if you go to the back of the t-shirt.
Yep. That's it says Year of the Rat there.
Yeah.
So
for $25.
Some cool stuff if you're looking for new
not
merch.
On sale.
Go back.
And then yeah. I think, scroll down a little bit more. And then there's some really comfy looking Overwatch pajama pants. There. With a little bear. Is it a bear?
Yeah, it's a little bear. I think it's I think it's the May ones.
Oh, that she wears.
That she wears That's in cute. The cinematic.
Okay.
But yeah.
But the backpack.
Backpack Overwatch is, Diva. I think, the winner.
Loungefly. If you want to, Loungefly, you want to sponsor us, please.
Yeah.
Please.
But other stuff, I did notice this.
You liked this.
I was excited for this. I'm still on the fence on if I want to get any of this. But a lot of the jerseys are on sale, obviously, for the new ones that are coming out. And those are coming out tomorrow.
So they're clearing these old ones.
So they're clearing a lot of these old ones. So as you can see, the name jerseys were originally 100, and some of them are on sale as low as like 32. So they're in between like 32 to 35. Remember that a lot of these players are on different teams now.
Look how pretty that purple is, Jimmy.
But yeah, that purple is super nice.
And sure, four is still on that team.
No, he's not. You messed up. He's on Toronto Defiant now.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Because he's Canadian. He wanted to go to a Canadian team.
He went from Valiant to Gladiators.
No, he went. He was always on Gladiators.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's always been on Gladiators.
I'm a great fan.
Yeah.
I am the best.
But you can also pick up the custom jerseys. I would shy away from those, even at $50. Because there's been a lot of production issues with Fanatics and
like mistyping the
like
name?
Printing and like the printing not being as vibrant as it should be.
Oh, like rubs off. Like, yeah. So quality of printing.
Quality is
not like typo printing.
Sketch, to say the least.
So wait, so you're telling me they are clearancing out player names that are not accurate anymore?
Correct. So these are all season 2 jerseys, though, is the thing.
I want the Gladiator one. Oh, it's a referee jersey.
Yeah, for the Philadelphia Fusion.
Look at that beautiful green and black and gold.
I know. That's actually really pretty. It's so tempting.
That's actually very pretty. You should just wear it to be like rebellious.
I know.
I refuse to accept your new colors.
Exactly.
Look at that. But
yeah, there's all sorts of stuff to go through. Yeah, instead of
look at that beautiful
bucks,
purple.
You can get $24 for the regular home jerseys.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, it's not bad.
Do I have to get something on it or just be like they're just blank?
No, these are the blank ones.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So they're cheaper than names.
I like that.
Which is good.
I like my name, not your name.
I mean, it's a wide variety of them. The prices seem to be pretty random.
But then weren't you complaining about the quality of these jerseys?
The jerseys are okay. It's more the custom stuff that's problematic.
Okay. Look, it's Captain America.
It is, Washington Justice.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's not until nearly as much as the other ones. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, Corey's a very popular player. So it might be...
Is he still on the
kind
team?
Of based on, he is.
Oh, wow.
As far as I know.
That's why it's
unless
a little
he's
bit
changed,
more expensive.
I don't know. That might actually be why.
Oh, that I'm actually smart.
Yeah, but I haven't scrolled through all this. But there's obviously a
I
lot
just
of jerseys.
The Gladiators and like the little... Mm-hmm. Filigree look to it. It's so pretty.
Yeah. No. So there's a lot of cool stuff there. But yeah, the new jerseys do come out tomorrow. For those of you watching live,
it's like Supreme.
It is because it's done by this streetwear designer Jeff Staple.
Is it really a design?
Yeah.
It's like a label maker.
I'm excited for it.
Okay.
I don't know. I like this style of jersey. Yes, I know Malik is in this photo. But yeah, I like the style of jersey, the simplistic.
It looks like a t-shirt.
Kind of style. Yeah, it does kind of look like a t-shirt. But
very long sleeves.
Yeah.
Oh, I like how that has like an undersleeve thing.
Yeah, I don't know if that's separate or not.
Oh, that's a hoodie.
I guess we'll find out
that's a
tomorrow.
Underneath the t-shirt.
This is all the information we have, really, is this blog post on the Overwatch League
like
website.
That sleeve.
So we'll find out what the whole gamut of options are for stuff. I'm
are
assuming
you selling
the other cities. It'll be on the regular Overwatch League shop. So
is
the
Fanatics?
Regular Fanatics.
Who's producing them?
I believe Fanatics? Staple is, though.
Is that a good thing?
I think it's a good thing.
Okay.
To have a new one trying out. And what's interesting, I'm glad I waited to mention this, but on the Call of Duty broadcast, they actually ran a commercial. I wish I could find like a copy of it online, but it's like a really well styled commercial showing off the jerseys and kind of showing off the photo shoot that they had with the players. And it's,
Were we in it?
No. Oh. But it has like a upbeat music around, like kind of rap music behind, rap dance music kind of behind it. It's really cool. Like, I really liked it. I'm excited for new jerseys. We'll have to see how much they are, though. Who knows? But new jerseys for season three.
Let's guess. I'm going to guess 70.
I think they're going to be about the same price, so about 60.
So what, are we doing prices right? Who's going to win if I say 70? If it's above 70?
It's above 70, you win. If it's below 70, I win.
Okay.
But if it's below 60, does it mean we both lose? Because that's price of right rules. Win. Okay. There we go. Oh, man. But yeah, that's it for store updates. We didn't see anything new in Box Lunch or Jinx.
If you still want to get some old Overwatch merch from Box Lunch, go check them out. They're still clearanced.
Jinx's wall is clearancing out stuff still.
Yeah.
So we talked about that last week. But yeah, check that out.
You should download Honey app. Sponsor, please. If you want extensions for sale codes.
Yeah, no, online. It's worked really well.
The Honey app is really great on Chrome. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it.
And I have this kind of category for miscellaneous Blizzard news.
Yeah, but this is Blizzard Entertainment.
This is interesting and semi-controversial at the same time. But a job posting just went up, I think today.
A lot of job postings have gone
over at Blizzard for a senior composer.
Wait, Jenny, that's a job.
A job that doesn't come up very often at the company, by the way.
I thought it went away.
It did. In 2017, longtime Blizzard composer Russell Brower announced he was basically being let go.
He was on a sabbatical. No.
He was on a sabbatical for a little bit, though, I think.
He was so great. I loved his panels.
Yeah. No, I do miss him from being a part of the Blizzard family.
Fanboyed.
Yeah.
Girled, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
When we saw him at BlizzCon.
Yeah. Derek Duke is still there, though, so he's really good, too. But yeah, Russell Browder, he, like, I don't know, like, the Warcraft soundtrack is, like, him. Like,
so good.
It's his personality in it. But yeah, if somehow you're listening to the podcast and you're capable of being a senior composer, this is a hell of a job.
Wait, what? I'm confused.
Why are you confused?
You listen to a podcast and you're a senior composer?
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast and you find out about this job and you're someone who's qualified for a senior composer, this is an awesome job for you.
Oh, you're pitching their pitch.
Yeah.
Through this pitch.
Yeah.
On this podcast. So basically, we're disappointed because they let go Russell Brower. They eliminated his position through restructuring, which is the term of the year, century, whatever. Downsizing. Back in 2017. We're sad he left. He's sad he left.
Yep.
Now it's now 2020. And look, magically, there's a new position of the same position.
This has kind of been the theme for this year, though. There's been some WoW community. Well, I mean, the WoW community position came back up. And everyone was like, well, didn't you just lay off someone for that position?
And I remember you even looking at positions, and it was like esports stuff.
Oh, I think Lash's position just came up, too. There's a Diablo community manager position that came up. Anyway, sorry to get all
disastrous
and stuff.
This is just business as usual in America. Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
You let them go in a position.
And you get then someone you for cheaper.
Rehire someone cheaper with more responsibility. Mm-hmm. So the new schmuck coming in is having a worse deal than before. That's why unions are a thing.
Activision Blizzard really gets away with it because it's a business, but also it's a highly sought after place to work. You're banking on people's passions.
You cannot pay rent with passion.
I know you can't.
And that's
but people will struggle irregardless of that. Yeah.
It's frustrating. It's really frustrating.
It is frustrating.
So,
but man, That's the end of our show notes, unfortunately.
We started on a sad note. We ended on a sad note. Good job, Jimmy. I blame you.
I'm really good at this.
100%.
Sad, happy, sad. Mm. I don't know. But yeah.
Has Russell Brower tweeted anything about this?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen anything, but I also haven't looked.
Yeah. It's frustrating.
Bring Russell back. Hashtag bring Russell back.
Do we have music that he had not worked on yet?
I think BFA
was not his touch.
Not his. I'd have to look up the credits, but I think BFA was like the first one that wasn't him. It definitely felt a little bit different, but
I don't remember it.
I really like the BFA music.
I don't remember it.
You hear it all the time in the Evitel and Taliesin videos.
I remember with the Lich King. Distinctly remember that one.
Lich King is very distinct.
I remember that one, and I remember he was like, his panels were the best. Yeah. Business is interesting. How do we turn this up, Jimmy? How do we make this happy?
Warcraft 3 Reforged comes out tomorrow.
Kitty Diva backpacks.
Kitty Diva backpacks, yes.
I want it. But for $16, I don't know.
It's a lot.
Maybe I could ask a friend.
Phone a friend.
And that's about it then. You know, next week we'll come back with more stuff, hopefully.
Yeah, and there should be more stuff.
We should play.
We'll preview Overwatch.
Warcraft. Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to have Overwatch League this coming weekend or next weekend?
Yeah, well, we'll preview it next episode because it's the weekend after this upcoming one. Next episode, we'll talk a lot more about Overwatch League.
Yes. You will, at least.
Yes.
And then.
What are you suggesting?
We should play Warcraft 3.
Okay.
Can we play together? Is it like a multiplayer thing?
Well, the multiplayer part, you can do teams like 2v2 and stuff like that.
Against each other?
Oh, against other people.
Okay. I was going to say, I would die. Well, we would still die if I'm playing with you anyways.
Yeah.
It's like Overwatch.
It would be fun.
I bring it down a level.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's about it.
Yeah. I think that is it for the Nexus Podcast, episode 10. Thank you guys for all joining us. Thank you guys, girls, people.
Cats.
Orcs, night elves, Horde and Alliance alike.
You're loving these jokes way too much.
I know. I'm sorry. But yeah, thank you guys for your support. As always, nexuspodcast.com for previous episodes, youtube.com/DJTyrant for the videos, and hit us up on Twitter, hashtag NexusPodcast, and we'll answer any questions you have or read any comments.
PC Master Race.
PC Master Race it is. hopefully we have good news for you, Mac people, next week.
That sucks.
I'm so sorry.
That sucks a lot.
Yeah.
Go get a PC.